And you ever think about the time you spend looking for socks? Oh, goodness. I don't even want to think how much time I've spent looking for socks. Well, this week, our Peace of Mind columnist Judy Kacharg does the math for us and proposes, well, we change our priorities.
Have you ever wondered how much of your life has been wasted searching for a set of matching socks? This question came from my husband, Bob, as he made his way down the hallway into the living room where I sat drinking my morning coffee. I blame hubby's early morning musings on the fact that it was his birthday and he probably was reflecting on the passages of time or something else age-related. Truth be told, he was right about the search for socks. I don't sort socks. Neither does he, which means that our socks live in two large baskets in Amy's bedroom. I should note that Amy has not lived at home for almost 12 years, but like most families, the bedroom will forever be referred to by the name of its original owner, even though it's now officially the spare bedroom. But I digress. Currently, clean clothes surround the baskets that I've neglected to put into drawers, further interfering with the early morning sock matching search. I've also left up the ironing board and have not contained the vacuum cleaner hose and cord, which makes for a Hunger Games-like obstacle course. What? Don't tell me that none of you have exactly the same setup happening in your spare bedroom. We have dresser drawers that have never seen socks. I have sock dividers that I've purchased from IKEA that sit lonely and empty in the dresser drawer. How much time has he wasted? Well, probably 3 minutes once a day for the past 30 or so years of our marriage, less those days spent on a beach somewhere when I would not let him wear socks and sandals, and less those days when he was out man camping and consequently did not change his socks. 3 minutes times 365 days times 30 years is equal to 32,850 minutes. Convert that further and you get 547 hours, or almost 23 days. Oh my goodness. Wow, when I think of it that way, he's wasted an inordinate amount of time searching for socks. Me? Well, I hardly wear socks, and when I do, I don't care if they match. One can be blue and the other red. I don't care because my pants cover them up. Also, mismatched socks can be a conversation starter. Hey, you must be a free spirit and all that because your socks don't match. Free spirit, no. Lazy and refuses to search for socks, yes. Who decided that socks even needed to match? If we didn't care about our socks matching, we wouldn't waste 3 minutes a day searching for a pair, nor would we have spent the time matching them after we washed them. No time wasted, but in fact time gained. That time could be used to learn a new language, exercise, read a book, go for a walk, or even write a book. As I write this, Bob is searching for a set of matching socks, or calcetines, as they're referred to in Spanish. I'm spending my sock searching time learning a new language. Thank you, Rosetta Stone. For CBC Radio, I'm Judy Kacharik.